getting back on the practice field today. I assume this will still be your heavy day,
correct?
Thursday. What's the rest of the week look like in terms of?
Well, today's practice will be it'll be abbreviated Thursday compared to prior Thursdays. Frankly, we've taken two of the periods from today's practice and moved it to Saturday's work. So, we'll still get the same amount of work done on the field, but just, once again, we talked about this in here yesterday, the demands that we've had in the past two games, giving the players an extra day or half a day to try to get some more treatment and some more work in the weight room. Just to help them get their bodies back. So we'll practice today in shells, and we'll have a later practice. So we just started our day today later.
Has TJ Lang showed any signs of maybe able to do any practice?
TJ's getting better. We'll see where he is today. He's in the rehab group to start off, but he may accelerate into some individual. But we'll see how it goes when we hit the field.
Did Demarius come out okay?
Yes, all signs look good. I mean, it was a challenge. I think stating the obvious, coming back from that surgery in the time frame that he did. So, I mean, that was a big challenge for him to get through the game.
How about Blake? I think you had him listed as limited yesterday.
Getting better. Made a lot of progress earlier in the week. So he's similar to TJ. He'll start off with the early group and hopefully progress into some practice. But, we won't know until we hit the field. Well, we'll work, Jason Spriggs and Don Barclay there. So, that's how the week will work. Work there, and then, once we get past Saturday, we'll make a decision.
Mike, what do you think of the job that Brian and Palaga's kind of done? Either whether it's working with Jason or Don,
I think Brian is playing very, very well. I mean, Brian's had some hard luck with injuries in the past, and he's a little lighter this year, but I think this is going to be his best season when it's all said and done. So, he's had some tough matchups. He's going to have some matchups this week that'll be a big challenge. But he's played extremely well, and I think that's a great point you make there, Wes. Just the fact that he's had a new guard in there since TJ's injuries, says a lot about him and even Corey, and just to make that work, because it's a lot of moving parts, especially the way we play and the things we asked our linemen to do, coordinated with our scheme and our quarterback. So Brian's having an excellent year.
Kind of funny to ask this after where you were in the backfield a month ago, but how much of a challenge is it for you to get Starks, Montgomery, and Michael involved?
Well, we need to roll them in there better. James, you had a lot of opportunities last week. But Ty Montgomery deserves more opportunities, and I definitely want to get Chris and Michael more opportunities. So we got to kind of find a healthy flow there, and that's really what the week of practice is for. So, we got the game plan installed yesterday with the normal down distance and third down. We'll do all the other situationals today, but I'd like to get a little more flow there. But that really all depends on, how we decide to play the game, as far as no huddle, and this and that. So, but that's, that's what game planning is for, and really the flow of the game dictates some of that also.
Sure. I guess, with Michael being new and Ty being sort of new to the position, I assume that Starks is a trusted guy for it because he can pass protect.
Yeah, James knows the offense inside and out. I mean, you don't blink when he's in there, and I feel that way about Ty. I mean, Ty Montgomery's done a great job making that transition. So, and Chris Michael really has picked it up really fast. I've been impressed just what I've seen there. So it's like anything, as coaches, we got to create opportunities to get the ball in our playmakers' hands, and when we do that, good things happen. And now with December football, and we need to run the ball, more as a football team, just not only for us offensively, for our defense, time of possession. We're just hitting the 35 mark on time of possession last week. I mean, you'd like to be there every week, ideally, but it's the part of the offense that really we haven't been able to use as a primary focus. So it's important to get that going, and we'll see how it works out this week.
Was it better tackling, better coverages? What brought down the number of explosive plays against your defense?
I definitely start with tackling. I think just the fact that we're getting a little healthier. I think Clay definitely made an impact at inside linebacker. I thought Quentin Rollins played very well. It was great to have Demarius back there. So, You know, our safety play has been extremely consistent. You know, Micah fighting through that, you know, the injury and not, you know, not missing any time. And Morgan and Haha have just been just, you know, steady, excellent week in and week out too. So, you know, and it, like anything, it starts up front. We just got to keep those big guys healthy and keep rolling our defensive line in there and stopping a run and getting after the quarterback. And I think you definitely seen the Philadelphia game change, you know, once we got the lead and we were able to get after the quarterback a little bit. And that's the way you prefer to play. But, you know, Houston's coming in here. They're going to run the football, and they're going to keep running it, and we need to stop the run. And, I mean, it starts there every week. It doesn't matter who your opponent is. And really, that's the game of football, especially December football. We need to stop the run, and we need to be able to run the football. So those are two primary focuses this week.
Mike, you've had a lot of different backup quarterbacks through your over the years. What stands out about Brett?
Well, Brett, you know, I think it stands out as you look at him as a rookie and just really, you know, him transitioning into the second year and then, you know, boy, he had a tough training camp. But I'd say what stands out about him the most is his consistency. I really like his personality. He's a sponge. He's a good fit for the room, which is important because that room is, you know, that's where it all happens. That's kind of the epicenter of, you know, the way things go into the offense because it's, you know, we all understand how we play and the importance of the quarterback position in the West Coast offense. So, and it's, you know, what I like about him physically, I just really like his athletic ability. I think there's a lot to work with. He's doing a much better job in the footwork, and there's still some things, you know, throwing-wise we can continue to improve on. So, I think he's a young ascending quarterback, but he's got an excellent disposition for the position.
You mentioned Rollins having a big injury a few weeks back when mm-hmm. you talked to us. Do you think he's kind of come along here the last week or two? I'm not sure he gave up a catch against the Eagles last week.
Yes, I think he played his best game this past week. He definitely was fighting through the injury the last couple weeks. So I thought Q definitely looked like he was back at it. I thought he played extremely well. And, you know, we're, like I said, he's been playing through that injury in the past weeks.
On the run game a little bit and the importance of stopping that. But what have you seen from Miller? I know you guys got a chance to change mm-hmm. him, I think, 2 years ago against Miami. What was that?
Well, he's a good player, tough runner. You know, and he's a guy that can carry it. I mean, anytime you look at a back and you say, oh, you know, he's a 20-plus carry guy, that's, you know, I think that says enough. So he's a workhorse, and obviously he's a feature player from the way we view their offense.
Thank you.